Welcome to today's episode of Back in Your Groove Again, the podcast dedicated to navigating the transitions of life with grace and enthusiasm. I'm your host, Linda G. Robert, your Back in the Groove Again coach, and today we're exploring how to manage your time effectively as an empty nester. So the kids have moved out, the house is quieter, and your schedule has opened up. It's the perfect opportunity to rediscover yourself and to embrace personal passions that might have been set aside during the bustling parenting years. So let's start with reevaluating your daily routine. Now that your lifestyle has shifted, this could be the perfect time to engage in activities that you couldn't fit into your schedule before. Whether it's attending community classes that happen during the day, or simply enjoying the peace of a quiet morning, align your activities with when you feel most energetic and most productive. And this could be the time to dive back into work, dedicate yourself to volunteering or pursuing hobbies that ignite your passion. As an empty nester, your priorities are likely to shift significantly. This new chapter is ideal for focusing on personal development and enhancing relationships. Set goals that center around your aspirations. Traveling, starting a new business, or dedicating time to health and fitness. It's crucial to prioritize these in your daily or weekly schedule to ensure that they receive the attention that they deserve. And with fewer family obligations, it's really easy to fall into a pattern of filling your time with less meaningful activities. So, to combat this, create a structured daily plan with specific times allocated for each activity. Limit distractions by setting boundaries around your technology use, perhaps dedicating specific times to check social media or to watch television, ensuring that these don't overrun the time meant for more fulfilling activities. This phase of life can sometimes bring feelings of loneliness and a sense of loss, a loss of purpose as routines change. And a great way to reinvent your life is by joining clubs, by attending workshops, or by engaging in community service where you can meet like-minded individuals. This not only helps manage your time, but it also expands your social network, which is really important. Creating a bucket list is another motivating way to use your time wisely. Whether it's places you've always wanted to visit or new hobbies like painting or writing, now's the time to explore these dreams. And here's a few extra tips for you. Begin your day with a routine that energizes you. Exercise, motivation type of videos, or meditation or reading, or enjoying a peaceful cup of coffee, whatever gives you energy. A consistent morning routine sets a positive tone for the entire day. You might want to find a cause that you're passionate about and dedicate regular time to it. Volunteering fills your schedule with meaningful activity, providing a sense of purpose and community. And while planning is important, keep your flexibility. Keep your schedule really flexible enough to accommodate spontaneous activities or unexpected visits from family and friends. And this flexibility can help you make the most of every opportunity. You may also want to check out the Embrace Your Next Chapter, Ignite Your Post-Nest Adventure, the Wheel of Life, Values, Vision Statement, and Goal Setting Worksheet. And you can get it at lyndaggrobert.com/empty-nester. Thanks for tuning in to Back in the Groove Again. Managing your time as an empty nester doesn't mean staying busy. It means making your time count toward a fulfilling and vibrant life. So until the next time, embrace this liberating phase and make every moment count.